while the history of Eastern Virginia is important for the history of Virginia, for the history of America, you look to the history of Western Virginia, because it's from here and through here that America is really built.
That's Jim Glanville, retired professor of chemistry at Virginia Tech, who for the last 10 years has pursued his other passion, the history of his adopted home, southwestern Virginia.
And since I'm naturally and by inclination on the outside of things, it was natural for me to take up the Southwest Virginia cause. And I think that the important part of Virginia is out here, far more important than the eastern part, but that's just a personal view.
Glanville was born in England and became an American citizen in 1972. With a twinkle in his eye, he takes this jab at some descendants of his countrymen in that other part of the state where the history of the first British settlement here is celebrated.
I enjoy upsetting the conventional, pompous view, and Eastern Virginia is characterized by conventional, pompous views. And there are a lot of firsts that happen out here, and Jamestown and Williamsburg are not so important in the grand scheme of things.
Glanville's been researching the history of the Spanish conquistadors in this part of Virginia for the last decade. The discovery of the remains of their fort in the Appalachian foothills of North Carolina by a Michigan archaeologist made national news last year.
And it's from there in 1567 that a force of Spaniards marches north across the present-day border, and they arrive at the Indian town at Saltville. We have no idea what its name was. The Spanish called the town Maniatique, and we know there was an American Indian woman who had a Spanish name, later Luisa Menendez, who married a Spanish soldier, again several decades before Pocahontas.
The Spanish had, of course, settled in St. Augustine, Florida, decades earlier. But what were they doing this far north and inland?
Now the answer is warfare and treasure.
Glanville says the Spanish knew that where there were mountains, there was often gold. He believes they were looking for an overland route to get the booty home, to avoid the pirate ships that roamed what is now the Caribbean. Using one of the first world atlases ever made in the 1500s, they mistakenly thought the Appalachian Mountains were part of the same range they'd mined in Mexico, and that they could get there from here.
So I took that misconception, and I said, I'm going to act on it. And so what I did, not knowing any better, I simply carved up this map.
Glanville corrected the map using new information. Then, in a happy coincidence, he came upon an article from 1869 in the Bristol newspaper. It described a just-discovered burial mound containing a Spanish soldier along that very same route, confirming his hypothesis. So why did the Spanish ultimately disappear from this part of the world, leaving the British to claim the territory?
The settlements always needed massive support from Spain, and ultimately the Spanish king and the Spanish authorities concluded it was too expensive to support the Spanish outposts of empire on the Florida Peninsula.
To the Spanish, the Florida Peninsula comprised much of what is now the southeastern United States. That led Glanville to joke, "Most Virginians don't realize they're really living in Florida." And as the Michigan archaeologist who excavated the 16th-century Spanish fort put it, if the conquistadors had succeeded, everything south of the Mason-Dixon line might have been part of Latin America. Glanville will give a talk on his article published in the Smithfield Review Saturday at the Smithfield Plantation in Blacksburg. I'm Robbie Harris.